Well, we're here in the Memorial Day Festivity Center, and Vader's here with me, and we're going to send it up to Larry the Veteran, who is in the Death Copter today. Vader's not here. He's up in the Death Copter with Larry the Veteran. It's kind of Larry and Larry. Larry, what you got going on up there? I don't.
Are you there? Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Big Buddy, we're just here in the Death Copter observing the goings-on of the Memorial Day Hootenanny here in town.
Oh, it sounds like the Death Copter has lost power. Are you going? Are you? Oh, there we go.
There we go. Yep. Sometimes that professional audio of the Death Copter just doesn't loop. So,
Okay. Just out of curiosity, are you flying over the hamburger and hot dog grills? Because you know this is the official, the unofficial start of white shoes and belts season.
Well, Big Fatty, we are, but we went ahead and brought our own grill here on the Death Copter with us today,
so we
could grill some hot dogs here in the air.
Okay, so yeah. that sounds like it's not going to end well. We may be having to play taps for Larry. And by the way, how's Larry the Veteran up there?
He is steering the helicopter right now. I'm a little bit concerned.
Future participants on Hamming It Up with Big Fatty are chosen directly from our voice letter box. So if you'd like to participate, dial 206.
That sounds like this show is dead on arrival. Go ahead.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and what?
Just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
show. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 31st of May, Memorial Day, 20 and 21, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeitrue Parton. I got that a little backwards. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Some say V-E-D-E-R, but I say V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is...
You're the only one that says V-A-D-E-R.
Correct. With me is the fat one...
But not the one with the fat fingers on the sound effects machine.
Well, look, it was much easier when there was a keyboard involved, okay? I'm trying.
No, I wish you could have just seen him. It was the look of terror on his eyes.
Well, I don't know. I still don't know why that played, but... Don't know why that played, but it did. And so sometimes when you're in a Death Copter, you think of death, and when I think of death, I... recall the Hamming It Up closing. Exactly. So, Big Fatty, how are you? Happy Memorial Day.
Well, thank you. When you get to be elderly, you know, I'll just tell you this. The only e-letters you get are from the Medicare supplements and the prepay your funeral home costs.
Which is a very smart thing to do.
Yes, and... funeral calls, not the nursing home.
Yeah.
Do things early. You know, you got to eat early. You get up early. Well, I cook my spare ribs on the grill on Sunday. You know, gotta get them ready. you know.
Right. Clothes. You just went ahead and cooked them a day early, so that way they'll be good and rancid by the time it's time to eat.
Gotta be rancid. So I did eat a couple of them on Sunday, but
I knew that you would. I knew that you would.
That and they were good too.
Oh. Ooh. So we're going to hear you burping up the ribs for the rest of the little show.
Yes. How's your Memorial Day going?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting one. I'm sure some of you heard I have a lot to say, where I nattered about going down to Hilton Head and Bluffton on Saturday. And Sunday, y'all, Saturday night, actually, we had a storm.
We had red rain.
It was one of those red rains where it not only rained hard, it rained sideways. And it was blowing into the house. I mean, it was just shaking the house. So that got me all worked up. So I couldn't sleep. I ended up falling asleep probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. That's 2 a.m. in the morning. And so that essentially meant that today, that we're recording this Sunday, was completely and totally ruined because I'm exhausted. So I ended up taking an hour-long nip-a-nap. I was supposed to go help Big Fatty with his network issues.
Right.
But ended up taking a big nip-a-nap. And,
I was not surprised. I just assumed that he was fat and fell asleep eating his ham sandwich on the sofa.
That happens more often than you know.
Well, and that's how the kiddies get to eat. And, you know, right. We'll hear them a little bit later in today's show.
They're behaving badly already, and it's mostly because I'm washing the sheets. You may hear the big Ricky dryer in the background later. I'm washing the sheets, so there's no sheets on the bed, so they don't have a comfortable place to lay other than their bed. Yeah. So, but Big Fatty, I've got some breaking news.
Oh, Lord, breaking news.
So after I was troubleshooting some issues for Big Fatty, and it was about 4 o'clock, and I was like, I thought my refrigerator had gone bad, but it has not, and or that we are aware of just yet. And so I was like, I need to go get some batteries, because I'd put a wireless
Your refrigerator
thermometer.
Runs on batteries?
Basically. Okay. So I went and got a wireless, I have one of those wireless thermometers, so you put part of it outside, part of it inside.
Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
All the old people have that.
It's true. But I put it in the refrigerator. Well, the batteries on the indoor panel that showed whatever, just about gone. So I was like, and they're AAA. So I was like, I'll just run out to the Target real quick and get some. Well, y'all, I pulled into the Target parking lot, and there was a man out there holding a sign. I assumed it was a mattress sale, right? Like, I just assumed.
Was he spinning a sheep or something?
Basically. But y'all, it was the Bed Breakfast and Beyond is going out of business.
What?
I know.
That particular, store, just, or all of them?
Just that store, according to the signage.
Oh, okay.
So everything was 20% off. So I said, because, you know, I was in there just yesterday as we're recording this.
I heard you had a lot to say about that.
Yeah. And so, but I'd seen when I was in there, they had a Roomba. The E5 was $199, which is a good deal on a Roomba. And I've been wanting one. And so I was like, well, I'll just go in there and buy it. And so, but y'all, it was $299. So it was more expensive than... on sale, it was $299. It was more expensive than the one in Hilton Head yesterday, and it was even more expensive than the regular price if you just buy it direct from Roomba. So, I said,
by the
maybe
way,
not.
Somebody at one point sent me a picture, you know, because I was thinking about the Roomba also. By the way, that's a new dance they're adding on Dancing with the Stars this year, the Roomba.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent me a picture of where the Roomba had run over where the dog had shit on the floor and the cat had vomited. It was just lovely. And
so you're like, well, then I certainly can't have one, because
I was going to say, because the cats vomit regularly, don't they? Which is probably why you're washing your sheets.
Well, the sheets were filthy, which is why I was washing them. No. So, yeah, I mean, here's the thing about the kitty cats. They do vomit on occasion, but usually I see it. It doesn't typically happen during the day, so it usually happens at night after they eat, so I would be able to stop it. But it's more of the kitty cats, as they get older, there's a lot of hair going all over the place. And so when I vacuum, it's an all day affair because you have to keep stopping and emptying the dust cup. So I was like, you know, if it can vacuum every day, it'll probably help my carpet and my allergies. So
now did this Roomba have the thing where it goes and it empties itself?
No. Those are like $600. So, I could either buy a duvet for my bed or one of those at Bed Breakfast and Beyond. So,
Did you get the shower curtain you couldn't find?
They did not. Their shower curtains were severely picked over. So,
My question when I was hearing that is, why didn't you ask them if you could get the floor sample?
Because it's not a full shower curtain. Oh, it's just like a foot of it. Because they have like 50.
Do you really need more than that?
Probably not. That would it would be quite the look. Actually.
It would. Yeah. It would be a Nate Berkus fashion statement.
Right. A fashion statement. Yeah. Fashion. No, I mean, and the one I have is fine. I can buy one at Target. I just thought that one was really nice. So. So that's basically it. Now on Memorial Day, I'll be hopping in the jalopy and heading out of town.
Oh, where are you heading?
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
Have you narrowed it down?
Basically to Jacksonville, the Hideaway, the mountains, or Myrtle Beach. So. Yeah, one of the four.
Just going to get in the jalopy and see where it ends up?
No, I'll decide tonight. I pretty much ruled out the mountains at this point just because it's so far.
Right.
I don't really want to.
Would that be up towards Dollywood?
It would. And so have you ever done this? And Big Fatty, I know you get in this mindset. But it's like my season pass for Dollywood, they extended it from last year. So it expires on June 15th. And I was like, I better go. I need to use it one more time to make it worth it. Well, y'all, I'm going to spend a lot more just going up there than buying a whole new season pass this year. Mm-hmm. So I was like, why am I worried about that? And because it's a long drive. It's perfectly fine. It's an easy drive. It's just a long drive. So I don't know that that's really an option. In fact, I need to cancel that hotel. But
I'm gonna guess that you're gonna end up at the Pulse Ultra Club.
I could. I don't know that there's gonna be a hootenanny or anything on a Monday. And since I am fully vaccinated, I will walk in there without a mask and say, "Well, hello, everyone." And
then start coughing from the cigarette smoke.
Probably. It does. Like your eyes burn so bad in there. But
I know. It's like the old days at the old PatricksPubOnline.com. Right. And I mean, we remember what that was like.
Do we?
Well, remind us. You know.
I just played that sound.
The difficult part about comedy is. Timing.
it's difficult because obviously there's a delay because we're on Zoom, everyone. But So now, did we get an email? Did you tell me I needed to check my e-letters from Pride 48?
Oh yes,
yeah.
Did you get it?
I haven't had a chance to check my e-letters. Did you not hear? Well, I went to Bed Breakfast and Beyond. I mean,
excuse me. Well, they're taking the registrations for the streaming weekend, which is July 23 through 25.
So I'm going to go ahead and sign us up for the LFC for maybe sometime on that Saturday, or I don't really care as long as it's not at like 2 a.m.
No, I'm not doing it then.
But yeah,
That you and Miss Lauren and her betrothed are going to be doing that show. Is that right?
Actually, that might be a good one to do with them. But yeah, I don't know. It depends. I don't know that her betrothed wants to do this. So if he does, great. If not, it might be Vader and Lauren nattering about. You just never know. And I haven't seen Miss Lauren. I was trying to figure out when I last saw Miss Lauren. And I think it was like 2008, 2009. So it's been a while.
The last... last time I saw Miss Lauren was at my meet and greet up there in the Chicago's. Right, he was not there, but Noah was, and
Vader,
Miss Lauren said that,
yes,
and Miss Lauren said that was one of the best days of her life, and you know why? It's because she got to look up under the kilt.
I have got to add that vomit sound effect back. like, it just keeps, I just keep.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. There is no, I thought on the, like, surely the built-in ones will have a vomit. No. Well, Big Fatty.
Yes.
Do you want to play a little game?
Sure, let's do it. A Memorial Day game?
Yeah, we can go ahead and play a little Memorial Day game.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, it's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
Am indeed. Hit me with it.
All right. Well, and see, here's the unfortunate thing, and that is that I wasn't quite ready because I thought going to play the other one. Okay. So today's quiz is about Memorial Day. So, Big Fatty, what was the original name of Memorial Day? Was it Memorial Day? Was it Remembrance Day? Or was it Decoration Day?
It's Remembrance Day, I believe.
Oh, actually, it was Decoration Day original name of Memorial Day.
Okay.
So, in what year was Memorial Day declared a national holiday? Was that 1971, 1975, or 1982?
It was 71.
That's correct. 1971, Memorial Day was declared a national holiday.
I believe Tricky Dick was the president then. You know, he's not a crook.
Right. Okay, so why did they choose May? So originally, Memorial Day was May 30th. Now, you know, we celebrate it the last Monday in May.
Right.
But why was May 30th chosen as the day to observe Memorial Day? Was it A, because it was a weekend that was far away from other holidays and things, and so it was a good time to fit one in. Two, because the flowers are in bloom then. Or three, because there was an extra day in May, and so that seemed like a good way to break up going into June, sort of thing.
It was the first one. There was it was decided that it was kind of the kickoff of summer. Although one and three are very similar.
They are, which is why the correct answer is the second one.
Is the flowers?
It was because the flowers would be in bloom then. And they thought, which I guess kind of is the same as, like, it's summer and it's kicking it off. But the flowers are in bloom.
Okay.
So, do you know where the official birthplace of Memorial Day is? Is it A, Washington, D.C., B, Waterloo, New York, or C, Dayton, Ohio?
Well, you know, you can go ahead and eliminate Washington, D.C. Now, Waterloo, you want to think it's that because that's a battle. And right. But, you know, the... it was Dayton because, you know, that's where they make the Dayton tires.
Well, that makes as much sense as it being wrong, because that's wrong. It was Waterloo, New York.
So
is where it was the official birthplace of Memorial Day. So, yeah, everyone, happy Memorial Day. You know, we love a good.
Right. And just a reminder about Memorial Day, and Brian up there, formerly of Brian and Danbury,
right,
reminds us every year that this is not to celebrate the living members.
Not for Larry the veteran.
No, Larry the veteran is still cooking a hamburger up there in the death copter. This is for the remembrance of the dead. So, you know.
Yes, yes. There you have it. Indeed. I just had to write a big speech about Memorial Day.
Really?
Yeah. For something in the coal mine. You'll get that tomorrow.
Gosh, I can't wait.
I know. It's terrible. It's one of the worst things I've ever written. So
I can't wait.
And that's saying something. That's saying something.
That really is saying something.
I've got it's a busy week at the coal mine. I've got a big project that I'm just waiting on all of the very important people, if you will, to sign off on. And so that means
now,
they won't,
you know,
but yeah.
Tuesday, June will be busting out all over.
I know, and you know what else is going to be busting out is the G'days at the Walt Disney World Resort, and I'm not going to be there.
Oh, yes.
I know. Yeah. My friend Big Mama and I are very texting back and forth, and he's still like, we could just go, and I was like, all right. The jalopy's got an oil change. You just say when. Like, man, that's all it'll take.
Right.
I mean, we can't go to the theme parks because we won't have a reservation, but, you know.
Right. But
That's okay. We can go and we can see all of our favorite people and we can sleep. Because that's really why I go on vacation. I don't know if you figure that out. It's basically to sleep.
Sleep, eat, and drink, and be fat.
Right. Well, speaking of fat.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Even for Memorial Day.
I just knew that they would have tightened it up.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
And the best part about this segment is, other than we got a voice letter, is that we don't have to play the closing music because we've already played it.
So, right.
Right. Okay, so we got a voice letter. I have not heard this, and I don't know who it's from. So
okay.
Let's take a little
exciting.
Listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra special Chris, you may know him as
hello Larry, yeah. Big Fatty.
Recommended,
yes, I do know him as that.
Yeah, recommended that I try the almond milk.
So it's Scotty, your Aussie battler.
Larry, hi, Scotty.
Why are you fart-assing around buying oat milk, almond milk, rice milk, baby kittens
that.
Milk? Just buy lactose intolerant. Lactose-free, I should say, milk. Easy. Lactose-free, that's the thing that's giving your slight stomach issues. And it's real milk.
Slight.
Just has the stuff taken out. The lactose. Buy it. I mean, it's America. It probably costs 5 cents a gallon. Okay, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your life with lactose-free milk, and you can thank me.
Well, thank you for calling in, unidentified caller.
Thanks, Scotty.
Yeah. Scotty. So I have not tried the is it Lactaid? Is that the lactose-free milk? I haven't
Lactaid.
Tried that.
Lactaid.
Yeah, I haven't tried
you know,
that.
That's the one where the cows, they doesn't come from cows. It comes from big dogs.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I haven't tried that.
Speaking of big dogs, did you hear that Nessa had to pull a rope out of her dog Crosby's butthole?
You haven't lived as a pet parent until you've done that.
Okay,
and
great.
So floss here. Floss is one of those things because they eat the floss. They dig it out of the trash can and eat it, and then it, yeah. Yeah, welcome. Big Fatty, I figure you would know that with Poodle there and everything, but... Yeah. So, Scotty, I haven't
Poodle
tried the...
just do a tug of war.
Oh. So I haven't tried the Lactaid. Now, I will say, I bought the oat milk and I bought the almond milk, and neither one of them worked for me, but when I was... And I have not bought anything else, but when I was in the store...
Mm-hmm.
Recently, because I feel like I've been to the store every other day this week. Oh, I went to buy half and half. because, you know, right. I needed it. Because I didn't have any. I discovered that there's almond milk and then there's almond milk coffee creamer. So, like, I'm thinking that maybe that would be more of the texture that I like. But for a quart of it, it was $6. So, I just picked up the half and half. And went ahead and did that. Because No. So.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead. Or alive.
All right, Big Fatty, tell me who was born today. Probably some of them on Memorial Day, and I'm going to tell you if they're dead, alive, and who they were.
Okay, Peter Yarrow.
Peter Yarrow. I feel like I should know that name. Peter Yarrow is alive, and so based on...
And we would know him from...
And based on that, I'm going to say on your tone... I'm going to say Peter Yarrow was a sportscaster in the 1970s.
Well, you're very close. He is alive. But he was the Peter in Peter, Paul, and Mary. Okay.
All right.
Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck. Johnny Paycheck. So I think he has passed on. He was a country music star, and he was frequently on the Hee-Haw.
I don't know about the hee-haw part, but he is indeed dead, and he was a country singer. And he's best known for his song, Take This Job and Shove It. Kind of the theme song of the coal mine.
Right.
Joe Namath. Right.
Joe Namath, football player. And he did, I think he was even an announcer for a while. I think he's alive. I'm going to go with alive.
So you are exactly right on every count of that. Now he's selling insurance or something. So Phil Kogan.
Phil Kogan. He has passed on. Phil Kogan was a... He was a B movie actor. He wasn't very good.
Phil Kogan is very much alive, and he is the host of The Big Run and Tough as Nails on CBS.
Again,
all right, one last one. Don Ameche.
Don Ameche's comedian. An actor, I guess, but a comedian. So I'm going to go with dead.
Okay. Don Ameche is indeed dead, and he was an actor and was in Cocoon and Trading Places.
Correct. I have that on VHS.
You did pretty well on both of those.
I thought he also had a stand-up deal that he did.
Maybe.
But. Yeah.
Maybe. By the way, speaking of people that I thought were dead.
We haven't played the closing bumper yet.
Right.
Someone different?
Yes, somebody different.
Okay.
I was surprised today. Do you watch the CBS This Morning Sunday?
I do not. Morning? I do not.
Okay. No. Well, they had.
Ever since Charles Perrault died,
you've heard me do my Charles Carrault impression, right?
All of us have.
There's a mule in Iowa that can play the banjo. I'm Charles Carrault, CBS News. They interviewed Rich Little today. I would have sworn Rich Little was dead.
Oh, my God. He was old 40 years ago.
Right. Wow. But he's very much alive.
Well, okay. So, now, do they have a motorhome on that show?
I believe. Well, you know, Charles Carrault had one.
I do know it's in the Ford Family Museum. Yeah.
And it was nothing. It was nothing like the motorhome that would screech through the back roads going to the Redwoods.
I think I remember that.
I believe there were tire marks or something like that where the truck, you know, it's just one of those things where the old people really shouldn't drive. Can you think of someone like that?
I can't. You know what? I think I can.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, some people obviously don't drive because they don't leave the house.